Hi there. The word for you today is on why people leave the church. In John 6 verse 69, we read the words, "We have come to believe and know you." Because the rules of Father's house seem too restrictive, that's the second reason why people leave the church, just like the prodigal. Many people want Christ's love, but not his lordship, his blessings, but not his commandments. It's not that he offers them too little, but that the cost of serving him at times seems too high. Maybe you're thinking that if you'd lived the days of Christ and walked and talked with him, you know, and heard him preach, that then you'd be a better Christian. Think again. Let me read this scripture to you. His disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying." From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ." You know what? True discipleship doesn't result from attending a special service in church. No, it's progressive. It's the result of those words I just read to you where you come to believe and know. You get there gradually. Know what? Know the Lord. How? As you walk with him on the mountaintop and in the valley, in the bad times as well as the good ones. That's why Peter wrote 1 Peter chapter 2. "Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, a stone that causes men to stumble." And Paul put it this way in 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3, "No man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost." The purpose of the Holy Spirit working in your life is to bring you into submission to the will of God, and that involves a relationship with rules.